News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Former president of the Irish Athletic Boxing Association, Gerry O'Mahony, has been found guilty of sexual assault after a week-long trial in Waterford Circuit Court. And Ralph Regal, the Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, joins us. Ralph, just remind us of the details of this case.
Yeah, it's quite a shocking case. It was for 5 days before Waterford Circuit Criminal Court. The evidence began last week, and Mr. O'Mahony, he couldn't be identified until the conviction came in yesterday, and essentially it revolved around events between January 1st, 2009, and December 31st, 2010. And a young woman said that she was in her teenage years at the time, and that Mr. O'Mahony was like a father figure to her. He had helped her get employment. She had crashed her car on one occasion. He had offered her money to try and repair the car. And he had also offered that he would drive her home if she ever needed a lift. On one particular occasion, she said he was driving her home. He went to a remote car park, parked up his vehicle, and then asked her for sexual favours. Now, she said she was shocked because she considered him like a father figure. She vehemently declined. She asked to be driven home. And she said that after a delay, she was driven home. Sometime later, I think a couple of weeks later, she asked for another lift home. On this occasion, she said that Mr. O'Mahony had asked her to go to a premises in Waterford. She went, and he asked her to have a drink while she waited for him to finish up to drive her home. She declined, but he persisted. And she accepted, she said, a single glass of vodka. Now, she said what was unusual was he went into a back room to get this drink. And she said that having taken a couple of sips from the drink, she suddenly felt dizzy and drowsy. She then lost consciousness. She said she felt detached from her body. And when she woke up, she said she was partially clothed. Mr. O'Mahony was performing a sex act on her. And when she challenged him about what was going on, he said, look, we're just having fun. Now, she was driven home. She said the drive was undertaken in silence. She was shocked by what had happened. And the following day, she received a text message from Mr. O'Mahony asking her what did she remember from the previous night. And she said, I don't know. She said, what did happen? And at that point, then she received another text with an attachment. Now, she couldn't open the attachment. This was the early days of mobile phones. And if messages were sent from different types of phones, sometimes they couldn't be opened. And when she asked him what the image contained, he basically told her that it was a photograph of her private parts. And she was later shown that picture on his phone on a later occasion. She said she was very shocked. She told a friend what had happened. The friend advised her to go to the Gardaí, but she said she couldn't. She couldn't cope with what she thought would be the aftermath of her informing the Gardaí, and she didn't want anyone to know what had happened, and she had a fear of being judged. However, many years later, she said she came across some social media postings by Mr. O'Mahony. And at that point, the postings were all about extolling virtues such as integrity, honesty, and courage in facing the truth. And she was very upset when she saw these. There was an exchange of private messages between herself and Mr. O'Mahony.
This was to do with him running for president of the Irish Athletic Boxing Association.
Correct. And she was very upset by these. And she said at one point that it made her blood boil. So after an exchange of text messages, the hardest hitting of which was that she said to him, look, why don't you practice what you preach? And then she basically said to him, look, you know, she said, do you realize what you've done to me? You know, you sexually assaulted me. You took advantage of me. And he replied by saying, look, you know, I don't want to put my version of events in writing, but what you've said has given me pause for reflection. And it was almost immediately after that the woman went to the Gardaí and made a formal complaint.
Okay. The defence has highlighted Mr. O'Mahony's health issues. He has a number of cardiac health issues. Is that likely to influence whether or not this ends up as a custodial sentence?
I think it may. I mean, certainly there's going to be some character evidence and probably be a lot of mitigating factors put into evidence. But I think it was significant yesterday that the jury, they'd considered for an hour and a half their verdict on Wednesday. They considered for another 2.5 hours yesterday. And when they came back with the unanimous guilty verdict, there was an application for bail on behalf of Mr. O'Mahony's legal team. But the judge basically said no, that Mr. O'Mahony's status had changed before the court. He was no longer an innocent in person, and that he felt that the Irish prison service were perfectly capable of coping with the medical issues that he had.
Look, thank you very much for all of that. That as Ralph Regal there, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. And if you have been affected by this interview, support is available on the Rape Crisis Centre 24-hour helpline. 1-800-77-8888 is the number.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.